May we help commence our worship of God by singing hymn 738 to the tune Ilkley 354. Hymn 738. Jesus, how heavenly is the place where thy dear people wait for thee. Where the rich fountain of thy grace stands ever open, full and free. Here they forget their doubts and fears, while thy sharp sorrows meet their eyes. And bless the hand that dries their tears, and each returning want supplies. Hymn 738.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God, from the book of Exodus, chapter 18, including the first two verses of chapter 19, and then in the book of Numbers. The book of Exodus, chapter 18. Then when Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, and that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt, then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershom, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. And the name of the other was Eliezer, for the God of my father said, he was mine help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife unto Moses into the wilderness, where he encamped at the Mount of God. And he said unto Moses, I, thy father in law, Jethro, am come unto thee, and thy wife and thy two sons with her. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law, and did obeisance, and kissed him. And they asked each other of their welfare, and they came into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, Blessed be the Lord, who hath delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who hath delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, and in the thing wherein they dealt proudly was above them. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. And Aaron came, and all the elders of Israel, to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning unto the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning until even? And Moses said unto his father-in-law, Because the people come unto me to inquire of God. When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, The thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away, both thou and this people, that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties and rulers of tens, and let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place in peace. So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel, and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all seasons, the hard causes they brought unto Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way into his own land. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai, for they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness. And there Israel camped before the mount. You now please turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 10. The book of Numbers, chapter 10. First read verses 11, 12 and 13. Numbers 10, verse 11. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony, and the children of Israel took their journey out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Now to verse 29. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Rigel the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good, for the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel. And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to mine own land and to thy kindred. And he said, leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be, that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will we do unto thee. And they departed from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them in a 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was upon them by day when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass, when the ark set forward, that Moses said, Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us now in prayer. Kind and ever merciful, gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy mercy and kindness that enables a little company of poor sinners to come to worship thee in this thy house this morning hour. We do pray, dear Lord, that thou condescend to graciously come and indeed to meet with us. Dear Lord, we pray that thou wilt help us each and bless us each. May we be found, dear Lord, like the dear Mary that sat at thy feet and heard thy word. And oh, we pray then, Lord, that we may indeed hear thy word this day. We may hear the word of love and mercy. May hear the words of salvation. Why, dear Lord, we think of the dear disciples when asked, Will ye also go away? Why, the answer was, Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And dear Lord, we need those words, we want those words, we desire those words, we seek for those words, that they may be made over to us, applied by the power and the unction of thy Holy Spirit. We may know the blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. And dear Lord, to graciously come, condescend to come and meet with us, Lord, this day, and grant us the blessing then of God that makes rich. Pray then, Lord, that thou wilt hear our prayer and undertake for us. Dear Lord, we do thank thee for thy mercies and favours. Indeed, we're exalted to come and enter into thy courts with praise. May we do so. May there be, dear Lord, that gracious help, dear Lord, to praise and thank thee for all the mercy and favour, the blessings which we have and receive and enjoy. Oh, our food and raiment, our drink, Lord, we thank thee. The roof over our heads, the beds we lie on, the comforts, dear Lord, of our homes. Lord, we do thank thee for all thy goodness. We thank thee, Lord, for the means of grace. We thank thee for an open Bible. And, Lord, in a Bible that we can read in our own language. We thank thee, Lord, that men are not dare not lawfully to make us afraid from entering into thy courts. And we pray that may not unlawfully make us afraid. Oh, then thanks be to God, as Paul says, for his unspeakable gift, for the blessed Saviour. And oh, we ask that we may view him this day, behold him, the altogether lovely and the chiefest among 10,000. And dear Lord, do come. Dear Lord, sadly when we turn our eyes within, dear Lord, we see, oh, such wickedness. Oh, and we pray thou help us to come, confessing all our sin and guilt before thee. Lord, that thou art pardon and forgive, wash all away, cleanse in that precious atoning blood of Jesus. May we come, dear Lord, with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. May we come, dear Lord, confessing our sin and iniquity and our transgressions and our faults and failings, our inconsistencies, our heart wanderings, our backslidings. Dear Lord, do graciously come and do mercifully appear to us and for us. Oh, and dear Lord, make us right and keep us right and fit and prepare us for heaven and for glory. Lord Jesus, do come, do hear our prayer, do undertake for us and do help us still. Oh, Lord, we do pray that now, dear Lord, we're found here in thy house. Thou would indeed open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon us. Oh, that we may indeed, having received the word of thy grace, oh, may we have come, dear Lord, with a gracious concern and exercise in our hearts to hear thy voice. May we have come, dear Lord, with a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. Come seeking those things which are above. May we be found pressing forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. Oh Lord, and thou knowest. Oh, we raid hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted within them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Oh, may it please you, Lord, may this be the day, the appointed time, Lord, when thou would indeed deliver poor souls out of their distresses and reveal a precious Jesus to their poor never-dying souls. Then, Lord, do hear our prayer and do graciously undertake for us now. Lord, remember, we pray, this little cause of truth, and do bless them together, do bind them together in love and unity and the bond of peace, and make thy goodness pass before them. Dear Lord, remember and bless the dear children here. Oh, that thou be very, very near unto them. Lord, may they have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. May they be early seekers and early finders of the good grace of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray thou would abundantly bless them. We ask and pray, Lord, there are those, no doubt, Lord, that may be here. Lord, that present time, Lord, there are those exams at school, college. Lord, do be with them. Graciously help them. Oh, and dear Lord, and pray thou grant them success. We do pray for the dear beloved pastor and his wife. Lord, do remember them at this present time, and pray, dear Lord, thou help him this day as he stands in thy name in America. We pray thou bless him and help him there. Oh, and pray, dear Lord, thou help him here. And indeed, Lord, all the burden responsibilities that fall and rest upon him, do undertake for him. Lord, do guide and direct him. Lord, direct him, Lord, with his pen as he edits a magazine. Lord, do be very near. We pray thou help him in the ministry of thy word, to continue, Lord, to point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. Bless him and his dear one and the family, Lord, remember them each. Do bless them. We particularly think of the young one, Ben, Lord, remember, do graciously help, do appear, do be near. Pray, O Lord, that thou remember all of thy people. We think of various ones, Lord, that Some have stood around a grave of recent times. Lord, it may be, we don't know. But some, Lord, perhaps expect to stand there, perhaps in the days of the present week. Lord, remember such. Lord, and those that walk in sickness and afflictions past, do undertake for them, do be near them. Oh, put thy hand, do heal, do restore, do bless means used. Lord, but there are those indeed that have their afflictions and know that they will have their afflictions down to their last, that they will carry them to the grave. But we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt mercifully uphold, blessedly strengthen, grant strength equal to the day, and do be very, very near, we pray. Lord, do then help us. We do pray, Lord, that thou remember then all that we lovingly commend to thee. There are those, Lord, in deep trials, troubles and difficulties. Lord, who make thy goodness pass before them. Lord, we don't know, but there may be those here, Lord, that have some hard things in their life. Lord, we have read that account in thy word where Moses' father-in-law, how he advised him. Lord, and the hard things were brought to Moses. Dear Lord, but we have a greater high priest, our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. May we bring all our things, the hard things, the small things, the big things. Lord, whatever the things are, may we bring them all unto Jesus. May we, Lord, be helped, as the psalmist says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Then, dear Lord, do bless. Remember then thy people. We pray, O Lord, that thou remember our nation. Govern those that govern us. Lord, do appear to them. Open their eyes. Oh, set their affections on those things which are above. We're exhorted to pray for those that rule and reign over us. And sadly, Lord, we don't feel that they pray. We don't seem to see any sign yet evidence that they pray to the God of heaven. But dear Lord, do hear the prayers of thy people on their behalf, so that, Lord, they govern us, Lord, according to thy heavenly mind and will. Lord, do help us. Do go before us. Deliver us, Lord, from sin and iniquity. The sin, Lord, that runs down our streets like water, do appear. And pray, dear Lord, that thou help. Our Lord, in this respect, Lord, our children need preserving, keeping, and watching over. Dear Lord, from these things, Lord, that are so advanced in these our day, Lord, to appear. Pray that bring peace in this trouble-stricken world. Remember those, Lord, that are in persecution, and be with the persecuted also. Others in famine, death, and disease, do help, do appear. And Lord, do help, do bless Zion this day. As all of thy servants, thy people, may there be, Lord, a hearing ear and a wise and understanding heart. May there be given a door of utterance to thy servants. May the word go forth, with divine power and unction. And dear Lord, may have and receive that seal of thy blessed Spirit upon it. Oh, that thy word shall not return to thee void, but accomplish that whereto thou pleasest in it. Lord, then do help us. We need thee. We need thy help. We're only a poor man, Lord. We come, we look to thee. We plead then thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips. With that live coal from off that heavenly altar, we played the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
The notices are that, God willing, Mr. Bernard Burgess will preach here on Tuesday evening and our pastor next Lord's Day. Today is the day for our monthly collection, and this evening's service will be held at 2:30 to enable the Lord's servant to return home to his wife who is poorly. May we now be helped to continue our worship by singing hymn 143 to the tune Norwood 505. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin a double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Hymn 143. June Norwood, 505.
Thank you.
in dependence upon Thee, Lord, for all needed help. We ask Your very prayerful attention to the book of Numbers, chapter 10 and verse 29. Numbers, chapter 10, verse 29. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Regal, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, We are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Regal, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, We are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good, for the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. Here then, we have this conversation that dear Moses here, trying to persuade his brother-in-law to come along with them, the children of Israel, in this journey towards the promised land. And there may be some that say, well, yes, but he didn't go. Because the next verse reads, and he said, I would not go, but I would depart. You see, why, it's all found back there to start with in the book of Exodus, in the chapter which we read, where a dear Moses, his father-in-law comes, and and it was Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife. Yes, it speaks about Moses coming back with Zipporah, Moses' wife, and her two sons. But I believe also here it was he came then with his own wife and his own sons. And here it is that Moses is pleading with this one, Hobab, to come. And although it says here that I will not go, why, you turn over a few pages of the book of Word of God, you come into the book of the Judges, and in the first chapter you read, and the children of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up out of the city of palm trees with the children of Judah. They're now in the promised land in Judges. But so it is very evident that he was persuaded by the following conversation of Moses to him. So He came and he followed, he came with them and he went with them. Yes, and how it is so here, but when I look at this, we are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. We are journeying unto the place. Well, there was this promised land. Yes, and as we know that the children of Israel after this sadly sinned, and they had to walk through that wilderness for a total of 40 years before they actually entered into this promised land. This promised land, it was a land of milk and honey. Yes, and wine they came. Eventually they came into this land. to this place. But you know, dear soul, there's a further aspect of this, is there not? We are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. God's people, why, they have their eyes of faith set on heaven, that holy, happy place where congregations ne'er break up, where Sabbaths have no end. Why, because they read the Word of God and believe those things that are written and recorded therein. Why, they will know, yes, that in this life we have trials. We have days of adversity, affliction, bereavements, trials and troubles and difficulties and so on. But then, no, when we get to that place, why, there will be none of this. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. And they shall come. Why, they come, yes, to this place, heaven's bright abode. The dear Lord Jesus said, did he not, in words of comfort to his disciples, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there shall ye be also. Ah, yes, dear soul, dear Moses, you know, you will remember, no doubt, that dear Moses, why, because of, he was provoked by his sin, and the Lord said that he would not enter into the promised land. But blessed be God, he entered into heaven. Yes, but you know, he wanted this, did he not? Oh, that he could view the landscape. He went up, did he not, to the top of the mountain to view the landscape all. Yes, but he wasn't permitted to enter in. But God's people, they do spiritually enter in at last, to be with Christ, which is far better. Yes, the dear Apostle Paul, why, he was there, was he not? Why, you think of one and another. Why, one thinks of dear Jacob back here in the book of Genesis. Why, where the Lord mercifully appeared to him and for him. Why, there was, yes, that time when he indeed was found here, was he not? Where the ladder was, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. And what did he say? Why, he waked out of his sleep. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. He was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place. This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. He was so abundantly blessed. Blessed in his soul. Oh, yes, dear soul, have I ever been there where we can lay aside all these things? Yes, and contemplate heaven, glory. To be with them, numbered with them may I be, now and throughout eternity. Say, heaven is that holy, happy place. No more sorrow, no more sighing, no more crying, no more tears. Why, you read of it here, do we not, in the book of the Revelation, particularly in chapter 7, where dear John, why, it reads of him, does it not? And he saw this, did he not? And he was asked. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. He said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne to dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat, for the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God, oh, this is, was once made very special to me, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Yes, oh, you and I now, here on this earth, why, we have tears, sometimes tears of sorrow and sometimes tears of joy. But we wipe away our own tears. Tears are, but when we come to heaven, you see, there'll be no more crying or tears, and God will wipe away all those tears. Ah, yes. When this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing to him that died to save. I have already quoted about dear Paul when he wrote there in the Philippians that for me to live is dying gain. Yes, a great strait. Yes, but you know, there's another man here in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 2. Why, you see, and his name's Simeon, and he'd waited for the consolation of Israel. Holy Ghost was, you see, but there was this. The Lord had gone before him. He'd been taught, he'd been led. And he had had this, that he should not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And here he is in the temple. And in come Mary and Joseph with the child Jesus. Why, and oh, and how he breaks forth into our praise and song unto God. Why he says he took the child to him after the custom of the law, and he took him in his arms, blessed God, and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Now, Lord, lettest thou mine eyes, that it depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. We are journeying unto the place. The place again. Why, let me just refer to this in the early chapters in the book of the Revelation. It's this, is it not? Dear John, why, it's a wonderful view of heaven, of glory. The fourth chapter starts After this I looked, behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And in chapter 5 it starts, And I saw at the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and with on the backside sealed with 7 seals. And there was a strong angel proclaimed with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals? No man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth was able to open the book, and neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open the book, to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals. And it reads down here, you see. And he came and he took the book of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts, the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, and every one of them harps, and golden veils full of odours, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue, people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Yes, dear Israel, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, but to be found there. Yes, these are they that came out of great tribulation. They are journeying unto the place. You and I, dear soul, we're amongst the children of God, are indeed journeying unto the place, looking unto Jesus. What does the hymn writer say? Few more days, months or years. Yes, in this wilderness, there, dear soul, at last, there'll be that blessed voice. Abraham's servant heard the voice of Laban. Come in, thou blessed of the Lord, why standest thou without? Oh, and there will be that blessed invitation to the Lord's dear people. They shall come. Yes, and they shall come which were ready to perish. We are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. You see, the Lord has promised this blessed land, this land of inheritance, this holy, happy place where congregations ne'er break up and Sabbaths have no end, to his dear people. Yes, and the dear Lord Jesus says, Why, ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy shall no man take from you. Ye now therefore have sorrow. Yes. There are these journeying unto this place, there are these days of sorrow, days of tribulation. But what did Jesus say? This for your encouragement and mine here in the last verse of the 16th chapter of John's Gospel. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Yes, dear soul, there is no escape in tribulation. But be of good cheer. I, the High and Holy One, that inhabit eternity, I have overcome the world. He's overcome, dear soul. Oh, dear soul, is imputed his righteousness unto his people. Blessed be his glorious name. We are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. You know, we journey very often, don't we, in our travelling, yes. And sometimes, you know, we're travelling along and perhaps the road is blocked and there's a diversion. Sometimes, yes, these are because of essential works, usually. But, you know, we do need to be careful because the adversary of our souls, that arch enemy of the Church of God, he puts up some roadblocks. But, you know, sometimes it is that one and another will ignore those roadblocks and they will go straight through. There's nothing in the way. Today we have a very unruly society today, and some of these youths and men and women too, for that part, they will move these signs and put them up in your road to stop you going. Yeah. And you don't know where you're going. You seem to go round and round and round, but here's our press forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. Yes, are you and I pressing forward? Pressing forward toward that mark. The mark. Yes, the mark is the precious atoning blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. The prize. His heaven, his glory. Is this place at which we are journeying unto? We are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. You see, we mentioned dear Simeon a moment ago. Why, and he was blessed. It had been revealed unto him that he should not see death until he had seen the Lord Christ. You say, well, he was abundantly blessed. And are you already, dear soul, is the adversary pouring cold water upon your little experiences, what you think are little? The Lord... Yes, you know, thou shalt remember all the way that the Lord thy God hath led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou serve the Lord or no. What about, dear soul, that time when the Lord drew near to your soul and blessed you with the word of his grace? And perhaps it was something so simple, we might say, like this. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Well, you say that's not an intimation that I should get to heaven at last. It is, because you haven't finished the scripture, dear soul. For they shall be filled. The time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. Yes, dear soul, are we adjourning unto this place? Why, perhaps there's one in here this morning feeling perhaps so far off. Oh, and you've said already, well, all this is going right over my head. I sympathise with you, dear soul. Yeah. But you know, dear soul, what does the Lord say to his people? Why, he speaks words of comfort and consolation to them, does he not? Why, Peter says, exceeding great and precious promises, which are yea and amen in Christ Jesus the Lord. What does the dear Lord speak to us by his servant, the prophet Isaiah? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. What about dear Moses then in Exodus 33, where Israel has so grievously sinned, worshipping a golden calf, and how he now pleads with the Lord? Oh, and thou said, thou knowest me by name. Thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send. What did the Lord say? My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Ah, yes, dear soul, rest, eternal rest. Yes, eternal rest. In heaven, in glory, in that holy, blessed place. Join that holy, happy chorus of praise in the Lord throughout a never-ending eternity. But we must come to this. You adjourn unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. He pleads, come thou with us, and we will do thee good. Come thou with us. Perhaps there's one in here that feels that, how can I come? How can I go with the Lord's dear people? I'm vile, base. Perhaps, dear soul, you feel yourself to be like this dear character, dear Ruth, the dear Moabitess damsel. See, she's come out of the land of Moab, and she's now returned with Naomi, her mother-in-law. And where is she now? She's there out in the field of harvest. There she is gleaning amongst the sheaves. She's gleaning amongst the sheaves with divine permission. She was gleaning amongst the sheep with the permission of Boaz, This owl, a ewe gleaning amongst the sheaves, I say with divine permission, from the heavenly Boaz, let her glean also amongst the sheaves. But you know, she didn't feel she was one of them, did she? Why, when Boaz spoke to her, why, she says, why have I found grace in thy sight, in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Boaz answers her, I have fully been shown me of all that thou hast done to thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, how thou hast left thy father and mother, the land of thy and come unto a people that thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, a full reward be given to the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. That truly is all. You've come to trust under the wings of the Lord God of Israel. You've come, you know, dear soul, what it is to come to that blessed place, that mercy seat, where the cherubim stretch forth their wings. Oh, above that mercy seat, and you've come and pleaded that promise, and there I will meet with thee and commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims. Ah, yes, dear soul, at mealtime, Boaz says, come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. You see, and she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her a parched corn, and she did eat and was sufficed. Yes, oh, and do you know what it is to be sufficed? See, and she went home, or she went out again into the field. Ah, yes, dear soul. The words, there's ephah of barley that she gathered, and she beat it out. She beat it out, dear soul. And this is this journey. Come thou with us. You may say, how can I come? I'm too wretched. I'm such a sinner. I'm so bad. Well, dear soul, yes, hey, it's those that feel their wretchedness, those that feel their badness, are the ones that will come to the blessed mercy seat. And there they will confess their sin. But, you say, but I still, how can I come? The Lord, dear soul, he invites you to come. The Lord invites you to come. And you turn over into the book of Isaiah's prophecy, the first chapter, in the 18th verse, and you'll read this. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. Come. Why, again, the gospel. The gospel according to Isaiah. O everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, your labour that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat. Yea, that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Yes. Incline your ear and come unto me. And your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Why, to go on. Come thou with us. Come thou with us. I know a man that was concerned and exercised about regarding following the Lord in the ordinance of his house. He didn't know where he should go or not. Deep trial. Maybe that's where some of you are. Why, and there was a Sunday school meeting, and there was an address given by one of God's servants, and this minister, he spoke so simply. He said, I want to talk to you about the ABC. And what was said about letter A and B, I'm not sure. But the letter C was come. Yes, come. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. You know, dear soul, these comes are found, are they not, right throughout the Word of God. You find, dear soul, there's one here in Genesis chapter 7. And the Lord said unto Noah, come, thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me this generation. And in the closing chapter of the Bible, Revelation 22, verse 17. And the Spirit of the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that's athirst come. You can come in there, can't you, dear soul? Hunger and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And then there's a thirst come. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. And whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. And so, again here, are these words. And we will do thee good. And we will do thee good. For the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. Yes, we'll do thee good. The good that the Lord has spoken concerning Israel. Why, let's go back again there to Genesis 28, where the dear Lord appears to Jacob. And he says, behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and bring thee again into this land. And I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. The Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. Why, a chapter or two later, what does the Lord say to dear Jacob here? Here he is, wrestling with the Lord in prayer. Oh, but prior to this, there was 400 men that had come to meet him. Were coming to meet him. And our dear Jacob pleads with the Lord. He reminds the Lord what he had said unto him, what he had promised him. He says, oh, can you humbly remind the Lord of what he has said to you? Have you got some blessed promise you can plead before him, as dear Jacob said, and thou saidst unto me, return unto thy country, thy kindred, and I will do well with thee. I am not worthy the least of all the mercy, the truth that is shown unto thy servant. With my staff I passed over this Jordan, now become two bands. Yes, the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. And I must just turn here to Isaiah chapter 43. Why, what the dear Lord says here, Israel. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, that formed thee, Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. But the Lord has spoken good. Yes. We will do thee good, for the Lord has spoken good. Concerning Israel, yes. He has spoken good concerning Israel. Why this thought comes, and I must close, but why he has spoken good concerning Israel. Hymn writer says, rebellious thou hast been, and art rebellious still, but since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfil. But you know, why here this all in the prophecy of Hosea? Why here there is much about a backsliding and so on. But the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words, turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously, so we render the guards of our lips. But it's this fourth verse. The Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. Is there a poor backslider here this morning? And one that has been brought, or being led and being taught and being shown their sin. The Lord says, I will heal their backslidings and I will love them freely. Say, he will heal their backslidings, their sin and their iniquity shall be remembered no more forever. I will love them freely. No limit, no bounds, no prohibitions. I will love them freely. Jesus, having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. Once in him forever, and thus the eternal covenant stands. Well, I leave these few simple thoughts. Amen.
Let us conclude by singing hymn number 1048 to the tune Kebel 357. 1048. We've no abiding city here. This may distress the worldling's mind, but should not cost the saint a tear, who hopes a better rest to find. We've no abiding city here. Then let us live as pilgrims do. Let not the world our rest appear, but let us haste from all below. Hymn 1048.
Let us haste from all below.
do bless thy word, do help us here this afternoon. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.